Thank you so much.
Your return chance doesn't have any.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Well, thank you all so much for joining us this morning, the Master's Morning Call. I am Candy Delano, and I am from Chicago, Illinois. I'm going to go ahead and turn it over to Pastor Vanessa. Are you there?
Yes, I am. Good morning. Good morning, Minister Candy. Thank you so much for taking the reins on the Master's Call. And for you, Miss Tiffany, for greeting the people. We appreciate both of you, and welcome to each and every one of you on the Master's Call this tremendously terrific Tuesday morning. We praise God for each and every one of you. We're so excited that you decided to join us this morning as we always celebrate Jesus on this call. For truly, this call is all about our Master, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, from the very beginning to the end, each and every day. So thank you and welcome. Warmest kingdom greetings. And on behalf of myself, Dr. Vanessa of hot, hot, hot Dallas, Texas this morning, and Dr. P.K. Roberts of Colorado Springs, Colorado, we are truly honored and humbled that you decided to join us. And as we always do each and every morning, we love to give you the vision, the mission statement. Some ask, why do you do that every morning? Well, we're blessed every morning. There's new listeners, but we understand the power of the word that says keep the vision clearly in front of the people. Write it down, and though it may tarry, it surely shall come. And we're speaking to your spirits as we encourage your minds to our mission statement to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. Each and every day on this call, our goal, our aim, is to enrich your lives by the spoken word of God. To enhance means to add on, that we've come to be a blessing, to bring increase, to expand your borders with knowledge and understanding of the power in God's word. And to empower means because inherent in the word of God is the anointing to destroy every yoke. So again, the mission of this call is to be a blessing to your lives. And the scriptural foundation for our call can be found in Psalms 88:13. And that 13th verse of Psalms 88 says, but to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you. So each and every morning we praise God that we pray to a God that we know hears and answers prayers. So we are excited about what God has been doing on this call. Again, just thank each and every one of you for your continuous prayers for Dr. P.K. Roberts, and spoke with her yesterday. She's doing very well. Sends her love, her prayers, her gratitude for all the many cards and letters and texts and emails, and just the power of prayer that you've extended to her and her family, and we ask you to continue to do so. We have a website that has an archive, a rich reservoir, I mean, deep, anointed, prophetic, strategic words, all these messages where you can go at your leisure and click on the link and be blessed by God's word. And it is www.themasters.wordpress.com. themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. And we encourage you to be our evangelist, our minister in the marketplace, and share this website, this ministry with others. Pass it on to a friend and to a loved one. Let them know that we're here each and every morning. And we praise God for, as I always use the word, the thread, the vessel, the tool that God used to yoke our hearts together. And that is Artists International. And Artists International is a family-owned Christian company that God has seen fit to use as his tool to bring the Eagles together on this call. And we thank God for all of our artist distributors on the line. And for those of you who are not a part of Artists, we welcome you and encourage you to get back with the person who invited you to this call so you can hear why we are so excited that this is a tool that the Lord has given us TV ministers in the marketplace. We encourage our distributors to go to your back office. There's a lot of exciting things going on. Some regional meetings coming up in Toronto, Canada, the 13th, in Great Houston, Texas. Many of us will be headed down to Houston August 20th at the Crown Plaza by Reliance Stadium. Go to your back office to get the details. Keep these meetings in prayer. An IAN tour is going on across the country. Just that's what our job is to pray, to bombard heaven with the prayers of the righteous so that God's will be done and his kingdom will come in our lives and for this company. And one of the other mandates of this ministry is really to pray. We have prayer warriors who have stepped up to the plate that we celebrate them, but we're always looking for others who have a lifestyle of prayer and a heart to pray, and we welcome your prayer requests. And if you want to send us a prayer request, our email is themastersmorningcall@gmail.com, themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. We love to hear from you. We got so excited last Friday. We had so many praise reports of what God is doing as we come together in one mind, one spirit, and pray. So you are welcome to send us an email if you're interested in praying, and our prayer general, Minister Amber, will contact you. So we thank God for each and every one of you. I think our prayer warrior this morning is Minister Candy, and if she would come back to the line at this time and give us our opening prayer, we'll bring forth the word of God. Minister Candy, the floor is yours.
Praise God. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear.
Thank you. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you this morning to give you thanks and praise. Lord, we honor you. We glorify you. We worship you. You are the only living God, and you alone are worthy to be praised. We thank you for your Son, Jesus, who gave his life for our sins. He gave his life for our health. He gave his life for our prosperity. Lord, your word says that it is not your will that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. You said that you wish above all things that we be in health and prosper, even as our souls prosper. Lord, you said that you came that we might have life and have it more abundantly, and that you give us power to get wealth. So we thank you that we are in health. We thank you that we are prospering. We do have life more abundantly. And we thank you for increasing us more and more in artists or whatever business we have. We thank you, Jehovah Jireh, that you provided for us even before the foundation of the earth. God, we thank you for Dr. Vanessa and Dr. PK for the vision you gave them for this master's call. I pray you continue to enlarge their territory. I ask you to bless them and place a hedge of protection over their lives. I dispatch the angels to encamp around and about them. Bless and protect their families. I pray that this will continue to be a blessing, to empower, enrich, and enhance lives of our listeners and partners. Lord, I pray for the Diaz de Leon family. Give them godly wisdom as they run Artists International. Father God, I profess a calm over the atmosphere, and I pray our call is lifted high above the realm of satanic interception. In the name of Jesus, I call for the portals of heaven to open up and pour down a runway for this call. I release the angels to attack and destroy all interferences to the phone lines and to the frequencies during this call. Spirit of the living God, have your way this morning. You are welcome here. And God, thank you for giving us this time to delight in your word today. And we thank you in advance for revelation knowledge that is forthcoming from our speaker who was blessed to be a blessing. We listen for clear understanding. We listen with ears open, open hearts as your vessel delivers your anointed word this morning. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Back to you, Pastor Vanessa.
Thank you so much, Minister Candy. We love and appreciate you, and thank God for that prayer that clears the heavens so the word of God can go forth. Well, I'm excited that while our dear Dr. Walter and Dr. Jay are having a vacation and getting some much-needed R&R, that I've been allowed today to carry the baton and give the word for today. Many of you all were on the line yesterday when we talked about hope, knitting faith and love together. And I want to continue in that same vein with the title of our message today of Keep Hope Alive No Matter What. Keep Hope Alive No Matter What. As I said yesterday on the call, that there is such a spirit of hopelessness, of disappointment, of rejection that has been released in the land and even in the body of Christ, where many of us love God with all of our hearts, but we're battling in our mind, in our emotions, and in our spirit. And I want to speak to that and encourage your hearts today to what thus saith the word of the Lord. Keep hope alive no matter what. And so we have to remember that with everything we do, with everything we say, we have to have an attitude of gratitude that will carry us through the journey. See, with every ending, first we had a beginning. With every alpha, we have an omega. With every success, it had before it a start, a process, and then an outcome of success and victory. Well, today we're going to continue to talk about hope and keeping hope alive through the journey no matter what. Because, see, we all desire the victory, the success, but we all must be willing to go through the process. I learned early in my call, one of the major assignments of our ministry is to always massage our mind and minister to our heart and encourage our expectations as we challenge our character, constantly reminding us that there is a process to produce and perfect. Perfect means mature, our purpose. And all along the way, we must say to your spirit, we must develop habits of hope. See, every seed has a process before it becomes a fruit, a tree, a harvest, a completed project, a graduation. There's an alpha, and we have to keep hope alive. In John 12, verses 24 through 25, I love to remind y'all, that's in the red, y'all. John 12, verses 24 through 25 says, "Verily, verily, verily, I say unto you, except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abideth alone. But if it die, it bringeth forth much fruit." I want to say to yourselves out loud, prophesy, much fruit. We're going to produce the fruit in our lives. And the verse goes on to say, "He that loveth his life shall lose it. He that hateth his life in this world shall keep it until life eternal." There's always a process before there is a completion. Everyone must count the cost before we begin. Let me say that again. Everyone must count the cost before we begin. We must learn to strategize, then trust God, then begin the process. See, for years when I first began ministering after I completed seminary at ORU, at Oral Roberts, I did a workshop called "It Costs to Be the Boss. Are You Willing to Go by Calvary?" It costs to be the boss. But here's the question. Are you willing to go by Calvary? Now, the following passage is about Christ teaching about discipleship, and I taught out of Luke 14, verses 25 through 33. Luke 14, 25 through 33, and that's in the red, y'all. And when I say it's in the red, that means Jesus said it, and that settles it. And I suggest you and I choose to believe it. And the key verse was really in verse 28 and 34. And in verse 28 of Luke 14, it says, "For which of you, intending to build a tower, sitteth not down first and counteth the cost, whether he has sufficient to finish it?" And then verse 34, "Salt is good, but if the salt has lost its savor, wherewith shall it be seasoned?" In other words, as I was taught well in corporate America, plan your work, then work your plan. But see, hope tells us that our plans will work when we work them. See, hope gets us motivated. It has the eyes of faith to see the end from the beginning, and it gets us excited about the journey. See, we know from world history, and this excited me when I studied this so many years ago, and it keeps being a prophetic truth with most things, that when any exploration team landed on new shores, they unloaded all the food, all the rations and supplies, but then they turned around and burned up their ships so that there could be absolutely no turning back. It was a mindset of no matter what, we have to go ahead and conquer this new territory. See, in other words, while in the process, you got to keep hope alive, no matter what. See, we have some great biblical examples of the process encountering great pressures, and you're going to have some great pressures. You just got to get your mind right. We got to get our mindset right. But we got to make a decision today to keep going. Have a made-up mind, no matter what pressures you face, to keep going with a heart full of hope. You got to hold on to God and his promises. In Hebrews 6, that 10th through 12th verse, the 10th through 12th verse of Hebrews 6 reads, "For God is not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love, which ye have shown toward his name, and that ye have ministered to the saints and do minister. And we desire that every one of you do show the same diligence to the full assurance of hope unto the end." In verse 12, "that ye be not slothful," in other words, lazy, "but followers of them who through faith and patience inherit the promises." See, remember, as you and I have a made-up mind, we're developing what I call a filter of faith, which does not allow negative, doubt, unproductive thoughts and behavior to hang out. We talked about it yesterday. See, hope, knitting faith and love together, will drive out the darkness and help keep us in God's marvelous light. We're talking today about keeping hope alive. See, you got to keep hope alive with a made-up mind, even when it means you may walk alone for a season. You got to keep hope alive with a made-up mind, even when it means holy haters seem to be around you. Keep hope alive with a made-up mind, even when it means family and loved ones turn against you. Keep hope alive with a made-up mind, even when it means as you that minister in the marketplace face rejection and disappointment. Keep hope alive with a made-up mind no matter what. You've got to decide. I've got to decide that we're sold out to our Lord and Savior. And we will not quit. We will not give up. We will not give out. We'll keep hope alive because God's promises do not lie or die. And our perseverance, our attitude, is determining our altitude. And as eagles, we will. I'm speaking to your spirits this morning. We will keep hope alive with a made up mind. See, we got to know in our heart that we'll have the mind of Christ, and we're going to put on our spiritual safety belt and walk this thing out. Walk it out. See, being spiritually led, not carnally led. We've talked a lot about that from Romans 7 and that whole chapter in Romans 8 when Paul talked about we've got to choose to be spiritually led, not emotionally led. And again, we do the process with a heart full of hope. We have in Exodus chapters 4 through 36 the whole story of Moses when he was walking it out against his own fears and facing Pharaoh in Exodus 4. He had to walk it out facing resistance from his own and going through the plagues and a hard-hearted Pharaoh. Some of us are like, I got the meanest boss on this side of heaven, Bob, but you got to walk it out. Just like Moses in Exodus 7 through 11, walking it out when he faced the journey from Egypt and the murmuring and complaining from the Israelites in Exodus 14 through 17. Oh, can nobody complain like the saints, and then the ain'ts get in your ear and tell you why it won't happen, but you got to keep walking it out, just like Moses through the judgment of the camp after he came down off of Mount Sinai with the Ten Commandments in Exodus 30. He came with the answer, and they had just got hit with a spirit of stupid and were just doing everything crazy. But you still got to walk it out. In Exodus chapters 37 through 50, we have the story of Joseph. And we have in the Hall of Faith in Hebrews 11 that entire chapter of the patriarchs and matriarchs of faith who endured the process. Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Joshua, and Rahab, Samson, and Samuel in verse 32. We have Paul's process of apostolship. Oh, as an apostle, he gives his journey. You don't even feel like you can complain when you read 2 Corinthians 11. Let me remind some of y'all this morning, because we have selective amnesia when we want to complain like God hadn't been good to us. In 2 Corinthians 11, verses 24 through 31, Paul says, of the Jews, five times received our 40 stripes, save one. Thrice was I beaten with rods. Once was I stoned. Thrice I suffered shipwreck, a night and a day. I have been in the deep. Verse 26, in journeying often, in perils of waters, in perils of robbers, in perils by mine own countrymen, in perils by the heathen, in perils in the city, in perils in the wilderness, in perils in the sea, in perils among false brethren. Who is weak? And am I not weak? Who is offended? And I burn not? Verse 30. If I must needs glory, I will glory of the things which concern my own infirmities. I don't think anyone on this master's call line has endured anything close to what Paul had to walk out. But Jesus Christ, our ultimate example. Jesus Christ is our ultimate model, our perfected example of walking it out. Jesus endured the process all the way to the cross because he chose to be born to die. Oh, today, keep hope alive no matter what. See, while in our process, we got to keep going with hearts full of hope. Let the process perfect you, not poison you. Let it make you better, not bitter. One of my favorite verses in Psalms 138. Verses 7 through 8 says, though I walk in the midst of trouble, though thou wilt revive me, thou shalt stretch forth thine hand against the wrath of mine enemies, and thy right hand shall save me. Here's the verse 8. The Lord will perfect that which concerneth me. Thy mercy, O Lord, endureth forever. Forsake not the work of thine own hands. Remember, practice does not make perfect. It's perfect practice that makes perfect. Oh, let me say that again. I don't want to soar, but no one's here this morning. Practice does not make perfect, because if you're practicing the wrong thing, you're still wrong. It's perfect practice that makes perfect. See, many of us have been sincere, but we have sincerely been wrong. Sincere, but still off, as we want to be. Romans 15, verse 13. Romans 15 and that 13th verse says, now may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. We have biblical examples of people, in spite of the great challenges facing them, chose to let the God of hope fill them. These patriarchs and matriarchs with joy and peace went through their respective journeys. See, today, choose successful people and allow them to mentor you close up and even from afar off, which is just good old discipleship. That's all mentoring is. Learn what they're doing and just do it. Remember, Moses mentored Joshua, Elijah mentored Elisha, Paul mentored Timothy, and Jesus mentored the 12 disciples. And look at the great fruit that came from these seeds of mentoring. See, with mentoring, remember, no one is perfect but Jesus, but just make sure your mentor has the no matter what attitude and the hope of Christ in their heart and their spirit about completing their God-ordained assignments. Because true mentoring is allowing others to see our strengths as well as our weaknesses, understanding that hope, knitted with faith and love together, with every success and failure, mentors experiences that show what the process is all about. See, remember, hope fuels the faith to keep going. Let me say that again. Hope fuels, gases up our faith to allow us to keep going. And agape love enables these true mentors to walk it out. But we must cover them because they become vulnerable to us so we can learn from everything about them. Learn to eat the meat and spit out the bones. Oh, here's our theme again. Keep hope alive no matter what. I speak and decree this word into your spirits today that you will not allow hopelessness to make you grow weary in well-doing, that we will be determined and faithful and consistent to walk it out. We will be focused and faithful so that we will achieve the desired end that God has for our lives, for our ministry, and so that we can fulfill purpose. In Jesus' name, amen. Miss Tiffany, I turn it over to you to close us out in prayer and lift up our prayer requests. The floor is yours.
Amen, amen. God bless you, Dr. Vanessa. Thank you for that mighty word of God this morning. We bless you and we thank God for you. Father God, in the name of Jesus, you are a great God. Father God, we thank you for this day that you have made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it, oh God, because you are our Father. You are our shepherd. You are our provider. You are our refuge. You are our strength, oh God. And we thank you on this Tuesday morning, God. We thank you that you woke us up this morning, Father God. We thank you that you protected us through the night, oh God. And we thank you, Father God, for every blessing that you have bestowed upon us, oh God. I thank you, Father God, because you are an on-time God, Father God. Even when we didn't think so, Father God, you came right on time. And we thank you that we could find hope in you, oh God. We thank you, Father God, and we ask right now in the name of Jesus that you will align our steps with your word, oh God. Align our ways with your word. Align our thoughts with your words, oh God. Our actions with your word, Father God, that we would find hope in you, Father God, that we would be the ministers in the marketplace, oh God, that you have called for us to be. Father God, we know that you are the comforter. We know that you are our healer. We know that you are our deliverer. We know that you are our restorer. And we decree and declare right now in the name of Jesus that everything shall be so, Father God. Father God, we thank you, Father God, for each listener on the Master Morning Call, Father God. We thank you for Dr. P.K. Roberts. We thank you for Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. We thank you for Dr. Jocelyn Henderson. We thank you for Dr. Walter Henderson. We thank you for Pastor Chuck, Father God. We thank you for Evangelist Gwen. We thank you for Minister Lanika, Father God. We thank you for Marie Preston, Father God, for Amber, Father God, for Robin, for Kathy, Father God, for Willa, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for Danielle, for Joni, for Christine, Father God, for Diana, Father God, for Juanita, for Rushi, Father God, for Jackie, for Vivian, Father God, for Sister Whitaker, Father God. Father God, we thank you for those who are connected, Harry, through Chicago, those in Ohio, those in Texas, Father God, those are in Atlanta, Father God, those who are in Illinois, Father God, in New Jersey, in Colorado, in Florida, in California, Father God, we just bless you and thank you, God, for those in Canada, Father God, those are in Jamaica, Father God, we thank you for our family internationally all around the world, and Father God, I pray whatever their needs are, spoken and unspoken, that you would meet them today, Father God. We surrender ourselves to you, Father God, and we give you all the glory. We give you all the honor and we give you all the praise, Father God. And one thing we will not do, Father God, we will not, Father God, let anything steal our joy in this day, Father God. For truly you are great, Father God, and you are worthy to be praised, Father God. And as we go through this day, Father God, we'll be forever grateful to give your name the glory, the honor, and the praise, Father God. And we thank you and we bless your holy name. Dr. Vanessa, can you open up this line, and can all the saints of God on this line this morning give God the praise right now? Hallelujah. In the name
Hallelujah.
Of Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Bless your holy name. We give you the glory and honor, God. For weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. Good morning, morning listeners. I am so thankful this is Dr. P.K. Roberts. And I am, hallelujah, I do bless the name of Jesus. I do honor each and every one of you. I just want to thank you for all that you have done. Pastor Vanessa, can you hear me?
Loud and clear.
I thank God for Pastor Vanessa, and Sister Tiffany has gone down the whole list. Pastor John, all of the ministers, and for the Hendersons and all of you who have kept hope alive on this line. I just want to say to you this morning that, oh, my God, your prayers have been felt. I do know without a shadow of a doubt that I saw my husband, Elisha David Roberts, absolutely run into the arms of Jesus. I was there, and it was an experience that I've never had before, but I'm thankful that the Lord allowed me to see death and to see and know that there is a way to live and a way to die. And I just thank God for that. One day I will share that with you. But I want to thank all of you for your prayers, for your cards, for the stamps, because we are sending our thank yous for your financial contributions. I thank God for this call and for the inspiration that you receive from it each morning to start your day off. I want you to know that just this little bit right here, on August 1st, I was listed on the retirement roll for the Army after 25 years serving as chaplain, and on August 1st, I buried my husband of 35 years, and I was kind of disturbed about having that anniversary each year and looking forward to celebrating and how I was going to celebrate that or recognize that or memory, have a memory. And I had a bishop to share with me, which was very good. He says, you need to know that August is the eighth day of the year. And I mean eighth month of the year. And eight means new beginning, and that God is giving you a new beginning. So you're going to celebrate, yes, completing and finishing out those two magnificent events in your life, but God is giving you a new beginning. And for those of you who really want a new beginning in your artist business and really, really, really want God to do something great for you, I would encourage you to get yourself together and get to Houston August 20th for the regional. I believe that this really is going to be, you have heard it before, but I believe that if you're looking for a new beginning, God is going to give you a new beginning. And I am still on sabbatical, but I just thought that I needed to come on the line and just say this to those of you who are here. You can pass it on. And I hope that Pastor Vanessa gave you the code if you would like to see the homegoing, the transitional service is what we call it for Mr. Elisha David Roberts. There's a code. You can go on the computer and see the entire service. It is
we'll
five
today.
After
I
the hour.
We'll post that today for you, Dr. PK, on our webpage. We'll post it today for everybody so they can see.
If you'll post it, I'd appreciate it. God bless you. Thank you. And we are going to be looking forward to seeing many of you. That's my plan. That's what I'm planning now, to come to Houston so that I can connect with my family, get started again. I'm going to continue this grieving process that's supposed to take 6 months, but you all know me. I'm always fast. I'm going to get on up out of here and get started with life and living, because that's what my husband would want. I love you. I thank you. And, yes, you can call me. You can, don't email me because I'm not on the computer yet, but I got my phone back. And, hey, I'm getting started again. Thank God for you. Have a great day. Back to you, Tiffany.
I'll take it. And that was the best present you could give everybody this morning, Dr. PK, for them to hear your voice. And you know we love you, and we'll continue to be standing in the gap and praying for you. And we just celebrate Jesus and thank God for the TMC family, the Master Call family. So, again, as we always end the calls, we want to encourage you to now go out and submit and obey the call of the Master on your life. And we again thank today Minister Tiffany for that closing prayer and the comments from Dr. PK, our co-host. It is so good to hear her voice on the line, and I pray the word bless you this morning. And I thank God for Minister Candy greeting and opening up the call today. So go out now and you be blessed and be that minister in the marketplace, God's kingdom builder. Have a blessed day in Jesus' name. Bye-bye.